Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Transformation Begins With You. Hi, I am your host, Chris Meadows. I'm excited to be with you this afternoon. I know I've been away for a while, but I get to you every chance that I can, and I just want to empower you and uplift you and inspire you today. Today is a fabulous day in your life. I'm just excited that you're on the line today, and I hope that you can get something from today as we talk about the residue. Yes, the residue. Before we get started, let me just talk about our sponsor. Our sponsor for Transformation Begins With You is Harvest Girls International. Yes, Harvest Girls International is a women's empowerment organization designed with you in mind. At Harvest Girls International, we empower women to celebrate the journey of life, no matter what that journey is, and young girls ages 9 through 17 with the power to dream. I'm so excited. Harvest Girls is excited to be with you today. You can check out Harvest Girls International on their web, www.harvestgirls.com. You can also check us out on Twitter, HGI_IN, and follow us on Twitter. You can also friend us on Facebook, Harvest Girls International on Facebook. I am excited to be with you today. As I said earlier, I'm always excited every chance I get to come on the line and just share some tidbits with you. Only 15 minutes of empowerment, trying to change your life as well as I'm changing mine. But I want to talk to you today about the residue. The residue. And I know some of you are probably saying, Chris, what is the residue? Well, let me just talk a little bit about what residue really is. Residue is something that remains after a part is taken, separated or designated, or after completion of a process. It's like a remnant. It's a little bit of something that just remains. Many times you think that you're over something, you think that you've moved on, and in your mind and in the way that you speak about it, you have, but sometimes in your heart, there's a little residue left that doesn't completely free us. It's just enough to hold us, put us in a holding pattern so that we can't move on. And as you know, moving forward in life, it's about being free and clear. And sometimes after a traumatic situation, we say that we're over it and we have moved on. But many times in our heart, there's just enough little bit of a residue there of the situation that kind of holds us hostage a little bit. In our hearts and our minds, we want to move on and we think that we're over it, but sometimes we haven't used the right solution to move forward. I like to liken this to, and this came to me when I was thinking about the residue, when you're cleaning glass or cleaning windows, sometimes the distribution of the solution that you use is not evenly distributed, or there's a chemical imbalance. Such as if you use a generic product on trying to clean a window. The solution is not quite the top brand, the top of the line. And so it actually cleans the window or the glass, but it leaves a residue. You can see out of the glass, but it's not quite as clear as it would be if you use the best solution. And sometimes the solution that you're using is a generic solution. I mean, you've done all the right things that you know to do. You've followed through, and you've processed everything, but it doesn't work as well, and it does leave that residue in your life, just like on the glass if you're cleaning a window. But then sometimes you have to go back when you're cleaning that window and throw away that off-brand solution and go back and use the top brand solution to remove the residue from the glass. That's just like our lives. Sometimes we did all the generic things to do, but we didn't do the top of the line things that we need to do. We didn't get to the root cause of it. And so sometimes we have to go back and rethink that thing and redo that thing so that we can get the proper solution. And so there are no shortcuts to removing the residue from your life. There's no shortcuts other than using top-line solution for it. Let me say this. How do you get rid of the residue without damaging the goods? How do I get rid of things in my life without damaging me any further? I think that I'm over some things. I want to use, for example, I want to use my own life, and I'm very transparent in doing these things. I love to use my own life in speaking with you and speaking with people. In using my own life, I would say this. In going through my divorce, I thought I was over it. I thought I had moved on, and I really had, and I wanted to, but there was some residue that was there. And I asked God, I said, Lord, I said, I want to be over everything. And I know that it's possible to do that with you, God. And so as I was just walking it out, continuing processing things and trying to get rid of things and get over things, and of course it takes time, but God told me that there was a little residue there. And God said, you really want to be over it? And I said, yeah, I really do. He said to me, because there was a situation of arrears and child support hanging in the balance. And God told me, he said, just write it off. Don't even worry about trying to get it. Just write it off. The kids are grown. You've raised them. Just write it off and be free. So I did. I took all the steps that was needed to write off the arrears and the child support, cleared the slate, moved on with my life. I felt so free. Now, for me, that was for me. That worked for me. And in that, there were some steps that I came up with. I don't know what you're dealing with in your life. I don't know what residue that you have from maybe finances, relationship, maybe even a death of someone that you need to deal with to get rid of just that little bit of nagging residue that's hanging in the balance that's keeping you from moving forward. But these are some steps that I had to use. First, I had to confront the reality. I had to confront the reality of what I needed to do. What was it that was the reality of why I'm still hanging on, or why a piece of something is still hanging on in my life that needs to actually go so that I can move forward. And then I had to consider the consequences. If I don't get rid of this residue, what are the consequences going to be for me for the rest of my life? Am I going to live the rest of my life with this little bit of nagging residue hanging in my life? Is it going to stop me? Or do I totally want to get rid of all the consequences of that residue and move forward? After I did that, then I had to identify the root cause. What is the root cause that this thing is still, this residue is still hanging there? I had to figure that out. But I want to say to you that sometimes you have to be the best version of you, and you have to find out what that version is. You have to find out who's the best. How can I be the best that I can be for me? And sometimes just tapping into who you are, finding out who you are, what makes you tick, what makes you move, it will remove some of the residue about other people. Because, see, I had a tendency of operating off of what other people did. It was like action, reaction. And in doing that, I never really figured out who I was. It wasn't until I was delivered from the opinions of others that I could tap into Chris and find out who Chris really was. And this acronym I came up with for best, being the best that I could be, B-E-S-T. B being bold. I had to be bold in who I was. No matter, I couldn't compare myself to anyone. No matter what someone else thought or how they felt about me, I had to be bold about me. I had to be equipped. E being equipped. I had to equip myself with the gifts that I had and use those gifts and cultivate those gifts and make those gifts become a reality for me, no matter what anyone else said. S, I had to be strong. I had to be strong in knowing that God was on my side and that he had equipped me to be bold and that I could do all things through Christ who strengthened me, that God was my strength. And T, I had to be tenacious. I couldn't let anything tear me apart from being the best version of me that I could be. And so in doing that, that taught me to get rid of some of the residue in my life. Because tapping into who you are, knowing who you are, finding those strengths within inside of yourself, sometimes that can wipe out all that residue that's in your life about all those situations and things that kind of weigh you down. Now, once the residue is removed, this is the next step that I found that I had to take. I had to keep knocking on the door of life. I had to keep knocking, because if you keep knocking on the door of life, that means if you keep pursuing life, to live life at its fullest and its best. The joy on the inside will eventually open a window if you just keep knocking on the door of life. If you let go and surrender, let go of all that junk and surrender. How do I do that? I need to learn how to live, how to laugh, and how to love. Those are the three L's that are crucial in once the residue is removed, because I tell you what, if you don't live, if you don't laugh, if you don't love, if you don't keep knocking on the door of life and eventually letting the joy from life open up a window for you, you will go back and residue will not be removed. It will intensify itself. And then the third thing, invite good into your life. Everything in your life that was ever bad, everything that you couldn't find any good in, let it go. Invite good into your life. You know those things that are whatsoever lovely, whatsoever pure, whatsoever honest. You know, think on those things. Those are the things you invite into your life. Good friends, good family, good food. It's important that we eat good food to be happy and to be healthy. So all those things, mind, body, and spirit, those good things to come into your life. And sometimes your joy is the source of your smile. But sometimes your smile can be the source of your joy. How many of you know that today? Life is the unifier, the motivator, and the source of joy for every being. Love is the unifier, the motivator, and the source of joy for every being. We are shaped by our thoughts. Did you know that? We become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves. Oh, that's awesome. We become what we think. And when the mind is pure, when we have alleviated all that residue out of our mind, we've shaped our thoughts, all that residue and all that junk has gone out of our mind, then our joy will start to follow us like a shadow that never leaves us. And we need joy like we need air. We need to be happy. We need love as we need water. We need each other as we need the earth. And that was a quote from Maya Angelou. We need one another. We need everything that we have. God has given it to us so that we can have joy. And one of the things that I love about getting rid of the residue is once you wash it away, you can see so much clearer your own thoughts, your own mind, your own goals, your own dreams, because you alleviated yourself of just that little film in your life that was holding you back. I want to give you this little affirmation on the residue before I leave you today. This is something that I wrote for me to help me gain my strength and to be the best that I could be, bold, equipped, strong, and tenacious. Here it goes. Searched all my life looking for the answer, trying to find something that was new. I could not see that the answer lied within my soul because it was clouded by residue. I tried the shortcuts of life to move forward, trying to find the solution, when all I could encounter was the wrong resolution. To rid myself of the residue was not as hard as I realized. You must first confront the reality of what's in your heart on the inside. My brothers and my sisters, I hope and pray that this has blessed you today. I hope that you can find a way to find the power in you to get rid of the residue that's holding you back. Remember, sometimes the solution is in what you're using to get rid of the residue. If you're using a generic brand, you might want to go and use the top brand. And that top brand is through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I thank you. I thank you and I bless you. I wish you health and I love you and I pray that you prosper. Until we meet again, remember, transformation does and it always begins with you. God bless you. Until next time, bye-bye now.